Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to move on because Charlotte is with us. Pipe Dream Productions, world famous Pipe Dream Productions.
Oh, yeah.
They are the biggest company. They're one of the biggest adult toy companies out there, if not the biggest, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And she's got the ultimate fantasy doll she wants to talk about.
The Internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Hey, how is everyone?
Well, these are incredible, man. You guys have really upped the game on this and this whole thing.
You like that, right?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, it is shocking and somewhat disconcerting to see how real everything looks. The hair, the face, the breasts, the bodies. It's pretty crazy what we've been able to do in a very short time. You know, it's and this has become no longer the land of the super degenerate perverts. Like, I remember when it first came out, like the real dolls, they were $7,000, and it was only the really hardcore, strange ducks that would have them. Mm-hmm. But now we've made so many advances in artificial intelligence and the haptic technology. It's all starting to, if you'll pardon the pun, come together.
Definitely artificial.
Yeah, and it's more acceptable now, isn't it?
And it is. There's a lot of different reasons that people have these dolls. And at one point, yeah, they were absolutely 7,000. Pipetrims has now been able to create three different dolls. You can buy them at about 3,000 at this point. But you have so many different reasons that people want this. I had a gentleman that just wanted something to cuddle with at night. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right. I just went through a really bad divorce, and I just want someone to not be mean to me.
Yeah, and it doesn't speak or talk, or, you know, you can never not make her happy, so I guess it's kind of nice.
Yeah, well, they're so real is what's the thing, and what did I just read? I was looking through the PDF file for these. So, Bianca, it's got a warming wand. Don't leave it in more than 10 minutes, though.
Wait, I'm sorry, say it again?
It has a warming wand, and it said, don't leave it in more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, you don't want a rash or blisters, or you don't want her to melt. That would be pretty bad, I think.
Yes.
But, you know, there's other, I always say there's other fetishes out there. So warming wand's important unless, you know, you want to have sex with that.
Right. I mean, if you're playing dead hooker.
Warm, it's dead.
Yeah. If you're playing dead hooker, then it's no need for that.
Exactly.
For that
but it might keep some of us safe, you know? So you can buy those dolls, guys.
Now, it covers a lot. Makeup removal and application, the PDF, the hair care, the storage and overall long-term care, the heating wand, internal cleaning. But it doesn't cover, let's say you are playing dead hooker. Can you put one of these dolls in the deep freeze for an hour or two?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would put her in the deep freeze, but they've been in pools and things like that. So I'm sure that they're decently temperature not sensitive, I suppose.
So who decides what is good and what is not good with a premium sex doll worth $3,000, $4,000, $5,000?
You know what? There's a committee of gentlemen, and they kind of sit there and they go back and forth and figure out what it is. So when they launched these, they did the first two. So you had your blonde hair, and then you had your brunette, and they were doing so well that they went ahead and made Bianca, and she's going to be your strawberry blonde, and she has the hazel eyes, and she's also much more muscly. So she's like cut. She kind of looks more like a big, busty soccer player, I guess.
So one of the things, by the way, and I think it's a good rule, is do not expose these to direct sunlight.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. She'll just be flat.
Well, and not to mention the fact that that means you're taking her out in public, and that's probably not in your best interest.
Probably not. You might get judged.
No, I'd say it's a good thing. Just keep that one in the dark. And leave a note for somebody in case you were to die early to get it out of your house before your mom and dad find it.
Yeah, that would be really good.
You
or marry her.
Right. Does it ever, Charlotte? What did you do before you worked for Pipe Dream?
I makeup.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's still a very eclectic group of people. Like just the makeup artists and kind of what we do. We're just different, you know? But also our clients are decently similar because it's very personal. It's a very personal conversation doing somebody's makeup versus telling them something they're going to invite into their bedroom. It's a very personal conversation.
Did you have any idea of the depth of depravity in all men? That just that we want to just put it in something, anything. And like just the need for constant penetration is, it's got to be shocking once you get a real honest look at it.
It is incredible. My first product meeting was one of the most interesting meetings of my life, but Google was my best friend and it scared me. You know how they say stay off and, you know, MV, you'll be dying, or, you know, WebMD. Mm-hmm. I was Googling things and I was like, oh God, I'm scarred. There's things that you just can never unsee. It's definitely interesting. And then I said, I'm like, why do we need this? But, you know, and there's somebody out there. So over the years, you've learned just to create something for everyone, and we surely are able to do that.
It's, who do you think are the most sexually perverse in terms of the nations? Because you ship these all over the world. I would vote Japanese. Traveling through Asia, I found them to be the most over the top.
You would think, but actually, your Middle Eastern customer. That's definitely interesting. Yeah. So when we make these dolls, we can only make 3 of them a day. So even to do anything like that, it takes very long to even create a doll. But we ship a ton of them directly over to the Middle East. And then there's also a lot of different laws that are involved with where you can actually ship them to buying them. But these people will come right over the border, purchase it, and then go back over.
We should ship over 1,000 a day, 1,000 if you can get any, and just calm that region down. Let's just send a lot of these to the Middle East. Everybody just relaxes a little bit.
Well, you know what's even funnier, too? So when we ship them, they're in these, they look like wooden coffins, for lack of a better word to say it, but her head's not attached. You have to pull her out and, like, attach her head. And yeah. I always get really nervous about, like, the car accident that happens, and there's a tractor trailer of these things getting across wherever, and it just looks like dead bodies squeeze across the highway with heads rolling and all this crazy stuff. But when you ship over to the Middle East, you can't put anything in there. Like, you can't say anything. So we usually ship them as, like, bathroom apparatus or something like that.
It's a hard world. And you're right. People want some kind of companionship. And then I feel like this is the kind of thing you have, and you're like, I'll never have sex. I'm going to have it. But then one night you give in to whatever creepy carnal pleasure you've got in a man's head. And then the moment you're done, you're like, oh. This is what I do. Like, it's. You're going to have some kind of PTSD from this, knowing that this is too much knowledge about men.
It is a little PTSD, but it's okay.
Yeah. No, are you married? Do you have a boy? Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
No, I'm engaged. We're engaged, my girlfriend and I.
See?
My fiance now. I can't even remember to say that.
Did you love girls before you had this job, or have you turned to girls because you know how creepy men are?
No, I knew how creepy men were a long time ago.
That's true. It's just true. Now, do you find these girls attractive? Do you think that they've been built to attractive proportions for you?
I mean, she's not exactly my kind of lady, but they are extremely realistic. I have seen them, even at the shows and things like that. And they have makeup artists that come in, and these girls, they look real. At the last show that we had, they were all posed on the bed, and you know, people were walking up not knowing exactly what they were looking at, and sure enough, you know, they're dolls, and they look so real because you can pose them any way that you want. In fact, if you watch the videos on the website, you see them, they're playing pool, they're in the shower.
Yeah.
They're doing all kinds of different things. You can put shoes on them.
Yeah, it is incredible how realistic and lifelike they are. If you're just joining the show, Charlotte's with us, Pipe Dream Productions, or products, and the Ultimate Fantasy Dolls. These are the top of the line, of course, Bianca, Kitty, and Carmen. And you, let's go back to you, though. If you would change this, because this stuff really does interest me, what would you change about one of these girls so she was more your type?
I just think that if you look at them, all of them, they all have that very voluptuous, you know, 36, a little unrealistic.
Right.
I feel like, you know, maybe a 36, 30. I'll take a bigger girl. Isn't that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. And plus, I'm only 4'10". These girls are all over 5 foot. Like, they're all, like, about 5'4".
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, there's no girl in the world who has even breasts, so they got to lopside one of them.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, we made them perfectly, so both breasts are exactly the same.
That's so great. Have you ever had a woman purchase these for themselves?
Honestly, I'm not sure, because when we sell these dolls, we're selling them to, you know, stores and things like that, and after that, but I can't. I mean, absolutely. There's no reason. Do I think it's more of a male market? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
are you kidding? I think they should.
That men do.
They should send these to prisons. They should send these to, you know, when your kid turns 16 or 17, you're like, here, this is Bianca. Don't, you know, here's the best part of Bianca. She's never going to be pregnant. You're going to finish high school. You know, just.
And she's not going to give you an STD.
Yes, there's a million different places to do this. I figured at least a wife would buy this and go, look, this is your new friend. I don't want to do this with you anymore, but I don't want to get divorced either. So here, have fun. Go crazy.
I mean, there's so many people that have, like, maybe their partner has a fetish that you're not into. Get them a doll. Let them take all that crazy stuff out on, you know, the doll instead.
Oh, my God. That just ran through my head. Now with the fetish, I'm like, they're waterproof?
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, think about, like, say you want to bring another female into your room. I understand that maybe she's not going to be as interactive.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a perfect introduction to a threesome with your partner. You could always do something like that as well.
Now, every girl I know who is more interested in girls than us creepy men are really very jealous. Like the three lesbians I'm close to are all, I mean, like guy level jealous, like way past guy level jealous. Would you entertain a three way?
I would not.
No,
I absolutely would not.
You know, I think I figured it out, and this will sound a little. This is a little broad strokey, but guys are less apt to commit and women are more apt to commit to relationships. You put two committers together, like they really commit. Like it's a real thing. Like I'm bringing my furniture. This is our third date. I'll see you in a little bit.
That is totally true. The turkey baster, U-Haul, you know, analogy is absolutely true. But
right.
I agree with you 100%. Women, were, you know, depending on your mindset, of course, but we don't play as many games.
No.
You're ready? I'm ready. Great. Let's just move on.
That's it.
And make it work.
And the gay men I know, I don't even bother learning their boyfriend's names anymore because I'm like, I know he's not going to be there next time. I'm like, and just the way
that's
it is.
The other one, or they'll date forever, or they will date for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, and the whole, and you really want to get married, by the way. You sure you want to do this? Because I'm not married, because I feel like it's a bad idea.
Yes. I'm getting old. I'm 36, so it's about time, I feel. I've waited quite some time, so
Well,
I definitely want to get married. I want half.
Does she make more than you?
No, but she has better benefits.
Well, look, I think
there's many reasons involved in getting married.
Yes, I totally get that. You listen, these girls are beautiful, and I get it. Sometimes people are, maybe your mom passed away and your dad wants something. As creepy as that may sound, wouldn't you rather he have this than try to get a hooker down on somewhere off, you know, Prospect or Troost and get thumped and his money taken, or get it, God forbid, get an HIV or some other terrible STD?
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasoning in this. I think they should have these in upscale nursing homes for guys who can still get there.
You know that STDs are actually the highest in nursing homes right now?
Yes.
In that older population. Because they're like, oh, well, I can't get pregnant, but you certainly can still get STDs. And people are having sex longer and longer, which I think is a beautiful thing. But it's in, like, these nursing homes that they're just, you know, STDs are running rampant because the older population is like, I can't get pregnant, but that's not the only reason you have to protect yourself. And I think that that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, and
like
when
you... the dolls, too, I think you got to keep in mind, like, people for their job, truckers, people that are away from their wives for a very long time.
Yes, yes, absolutely. All the they just tried to open a brothel in Canada, which I think you guys should do, Charlotte. Pipe Dream should open up a Pipe Dream Ho House and see if it goes. Find a county that you can get away with it and see if it has some value.
You could just put the dolls in there. That would be a great idea.
Yeah. I know, right? All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listen, I think you're doing the Lord's work. And congratulations on your marriage. I hope everything goes wonderful. It's a beautiful day for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, then. So I'm going to put you on with Jake. Stay right there. Hey, Jake, I really want one of these. Not a lesbian. The doll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.